David Jesse. He's the Detroit Free Press education writer. David, how are you?
Pretty good, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. An interesting story, which has drawn a lot of interest here in Lansing. There is a lawmaker, State Representative Bob Janetsky, who believes that it appeared Michigan State University and Wayne State University were using a legal loophole to pass on a large tuition increases to students. Now, I know that John Nixon, the state budget director, looked into this. You wrote about that in today's Detroit Free Press. Tell us what you learned.
Sure. The budget director, John Nixon, looked into this, and he has ruled that Wayne State and Michigan State technically met the fulfillment of a budget cap that was put in place on all of Michigan's universities that basically said if you raise tuition over 7.1%, we're going to take state aid going to you by 7%.
And do we know what that technicality is?
Yeah, basically the technicality is that there wasn't a clear enough definition of the academic year in the bill. What happened is Michigan State and Wayne State both had, going into the fall of last year, gave their students a modest tuition increase, in Michigan State's case 2.5%, and then added another 2.4% going into the summer semester that they're in now. So, and then we're going to add a 6.9% increase going into the fall this year. So, the state looked at, they compared last fall to this fall's and said, no, you're raising tuition over 9%, not, I think about 9.5%. Michigan State said, no, you need to compare fall to summer. So that's where all this confusion came in. What's an academic year? Where do you compare what to?
All right, two more questions for you, David. Do we know, do we have a sense if Wayne State and MSU are trying to pull a fast one, or was this something that just happened?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, and it kind of depends on where you fall. I know that both Janetsky, who's the chair of the State House subcommittee, higher ed subcommittee, appropriation subcommittee, he and his fellow Republicans on that committee strongly believe that they were trying to pull a fast one, and that's why you might see some more action coming out of them in the next couple of weeks.
All right, you can read David Jesse's full piece in the front page of today's Metro section. Just go to freep.com. David, thanks so much.
Hey, no problem, Tony. Thanks.